Chandra, can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Hear me now?
It's kind of broken up.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. I have a short in my headphones, but I just needed the ability to be able to hear you.
Okay.
And so when they open it online, then you'll be able to do it.
Recording in progress.
All right, Megan. I'd like to. All right, everyone, we will go ahead and call to order this evening's meeting of the Champaign County Mental Health Board, Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. It's 5:53 p.m. in the Shields Carter Room of the Brookings Administrative Building, Urbana, Illinois. May I have a roll call?
John Paul Joachim.
Here.
Chris Miner.
Here.
Tony Nichols.
Here.
Joe Omosagie.
Here.
Elaine Palencia.
Here.
Kyle Patterson. Emily Rodriguez.
Here.
Jane Sprandel.
Here.
Molly McClay.
Here. Thank you very much. We will next move to approve the agenda, and we do have a revised agenda that was posted online, as well as an addendum. It's posted on Friday, May 23rd, 2025, so all board members have this in front of them. So I would like to move to approve the agenda as revised.
I can second that motion.
Thank you very much. Any discussion or changes?
Just to, because in a revised agenda that's revised this much can be a little hard to follow, everything that's revised is in yellow highlights, and that might, maybe that will help you see the difference between the two agendas, but the original one also had a yellow highlight, so sorry.
Thank you very much for making the changes clear to us. Any further discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda as revised, say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The ayes have it. The revised agenda is approved. Next, we will move to the MHB and DDB schedules and updated MHB timeline on pages 3 through 7 of the packet. There is no action needed. However, I want to call attention to the fact that our June meeting is canceled. So our next meeting will be July 23rd, 2025. When will this be in a different location, or is that yet unknown?
I'm looking at our county board liaison, and I'm saying with confidence, yes? Question mark? Will we be in the Bennett Center on July 23rd for this meeting? Okay, yes.
We will. So there was a question about parking. Okay, where is the parking for the Bennett Center?
We should have a surrounding area that I think that they were working on the pavement for last month. So there should be access to parking immediately around the building. For the public, though, I think there's street parking and whatever parking is available around the building.
Thank
I
you
myself
very
haven't
much.
Been yet.
Thank you very much. Any discussion about the schedules and timeline? Lynn has something.
If anybody's looking, there's an error in the timeline, and it's an error of a deadline, an agency deadline. So we have fixed it in future versions of this and wherever it's posted online, but it's wrong here. And that's the first quarter PY26 reports are due on a Wednesday, not a Friday.
Very good to know. Thank you. Any further discussion? So there was an issue brought to me about potentially changing or I guess reevaluating the time of our meeting because 5:45 p.m. Oftentimes, we don't have a quorum at 5:45. Anyone who wants to comment more on that, please feel free.
What's the suggestion, to move it later?
I was the suggester. I just pointed out that I think, I'm always here early. Chris is always here early. Elaine's usually here. But we have several people who work. Like, if you're still coming from Parkland, that can – no. Okay. So I didn't know if just some people are having problems, getting out of their offices or whatever, or just, we just tend to run late as a board. And that's fine. I mean, I was going to say, would pushing it back to maybe 6 o'clock work a little bit better for some people? Or should we leave it at 5:45?
Any other discussion on this?
I'm okay with 5:45. I usually am just writing notes and answering messages until the last possible moment. That's why I come here at the very last moment. So I will promise to come a little bit before 5:45.
And I'm not trying to shame anyone. I just want to make it, easy for people. Because if it's hard to get out of your office and then you fight traffic or so, I just was like, well, this majority of us, what works the best, so.
I am okay with continuing to have it at 5:45, but I would be open to 6 p.m. also. Is there anyone who has a strong preference for 6 p.m.?
I always like to finish earlier if possible. That's the only thing.
Me too.
All right. Well, since the time is currently at 5:45 and we're not hearing a strong consensus around moving it, we will leave it then. But the next meeting will be in the Bennett Center unless we have been notified otherwise, and this will be posted publicly in advance of the meeting. So any other discussion about the schedules and timeline? All right, seeing none, we will move on to the CCMHB acronyms and glossary on pages 8 through 19 of the packet. Lynn, are there any updates to this? There are not updates. Any discussion? All right, seeing none, we will next move to public participation agency input. I always say I'm going to write my own little spiel of this, but I'll hit the highlights. We are always open to hearing public comment from any of our community members. We cannot respond directly to your comments, but we may use them to inform future decisions. Anyone may share with us in person or online. In person, you can approach the podium, or we may still have the little comment card you can fill out. For online, you can put something in the chat or raise your hand in the Zoom if you would like to speak. I may limit individual participation to 5 minutes and or total time to 20 minutes. And if you are an agency representative or anyone else, please note that you should be aware of the Illinois Lobbyist Registration Act and take steps to be in compliance with the act if you're going to be sharing with us. All feedback is welcome. With that, is there anyone who would like to make public comment? All right, there is not anyone in person or online who has asked to make public comment, so we will move on. There will be another opportunity to do so later in the meeting. So we will next move on to chairperson's comments. I am Molly McClay, the current chair of the Champaign County Mental Health Board, and I just wanted to share that I'm very much looking forward to this evening's discussion because we get to allocate some funds. When I joined the board, 3 years ago, very close to this day, that was the first meeting I got to attend, was just allocating a lot of money, and it was really inspiring, and I'm just glad that we have this resource to be able to provide to the community, and I just wanted to thank everybody on the board this year for being wonderful to work with, as well as the staff for being wonderful to work with. It's been my honor to serve as the chair for this year. And that is all of my comments. So next we will move to our Executive Director, Lynn Canfield's comments.
I was going to defer comments in respect of the time and the huge amount of business that you're asked to accomplish tonight, but I have this renewed sense of joy and being alive. And I also looked at the agenda and looked at the packet, including with the addendum, and noticed that this is probably the closest we get to like just really focusing on the core mission of this board and really like the reason that you as volunteers would sit here, you know, giving so much of your time to really difficult discussions and digging into these details and being critical along with our staff. And when what we really all want is to use these resources to alleviate some suffering, you know, of our neighbors. And I think that is like it's kind of amazing that we get to do this. And then I look at the agenda and think, this really kind of happened by accident that we have the look back at what you accomplished in 2024 and then decisions about where the money's going to go starting in a month. And that's like really the best, that is the best activity that we do is releasing the money, making the promise to the people who are making a promise to the people of this community. That just feels like 100% alchemy, you know, toward alleviating suffering. I think we can turn money into, relief, joy, quality of life, maybe. And then one of the last items is kind of dry, and I'll be able to cover it in 5 minutes or less, but is really about like what you're going to do next, which like gets very exciting in the fall, talking about the plan for the next 3 years and then the plan for next year's allocations. So anyway, it just struck me as like, oh, this is about as close as we ever get to just on mission. And then we spend so much time in the details where we should and, you know, accounting for the money, which we should. But this could be like a really super happy meeting. So enjoy the snacks and the water.
Thank you very much, Lynn. All right, next we will move to new business, and we have a lot of it. Much of the new business can be found in the addendum, but some of it is also in the packet. So I'll try to do my best to refer to where the items are. So the first item of business is for election of officers. And on pages 20 through 23 of the packet, not the addendum, the packet, the board bylaws are included for information only. Per the Illinois Community Mental Health Act, the board holds annual election of officers whose terms will begin July 1st. Action is requested. Before we start taking nominations, to give the opportunity for folks to look at the bylaws and, you know, just have any discussion or any questions about the positions that anybody might have. So just to start with general discussion about the officer positions, does anyone have any comments or questions? All right, seeing none, we can first start with taking nominations for the position of president. Is there anyone who would like to make a nomination? Go ahead, Chris.
I would like to nominate the Honorable Molly McClay for president, chair.
I'll second that.
All right. Thank you very much. This is mildly awkward, but there has been a motion and a second for Molly McClay as the chair. And I do accept the nomination. Are there any other nominations? This is we'll do president first and then we'll do vice president. So for chair / president, are there any other nominations? All right, it appears that there are none. So we will go ahead and close nominations. Is there any other discussion about this position before we vote? All right, seeing none, all those in favor of electing Molly McClay to the role of president of the Champaign County Mental Health Board with term July 1st, 2025 through June 30th, 2026, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The ayes have it. I am elected. I will go ahead and just say thank you very much for the honor of being president again. I look forward to it. You're stuck with me for another year. So we will next, and for whoever is elected vice president or whoever is nominated, you know, we can give opportunities for comments on that as well. So we will next move on to nominations for the position of vice president / secretary. It's an important note is that it is technically vice president / secretary, but there are not really any specific secretarial duties, at least at this time. So any nominations for this? Go ahead.
For the position of vice president / secretary, I nominate Jane Sprandl.
Thank you very much. Can I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you very much. So Jane Sprandl has been nominated for vice president / secretary. Are there any other nominations? All right, seeing none, we will go ahead and close the nominations for vice president / secretary. Any final discussion on this position? All right, seeing none, all those in favor of electing Jane Sprandl to the role of vice president / secretary of the Champaign County Mental Health Board with term July 1, 2025 through June 30th, 2026, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The ayes have it. Jane Sprandl is elected vice president / secretary. And Jane, if you would like to make a comment, feel free.
As I had told Molly and John both, you know, I've done leadership before as a school board president for 9 years. So parliamentary procedures, so that doesn't bother me. So I'm honored to do it, but I also recognize sometimes it's a resume builders. So if you want to boot me out next year to get it on your resume that you were the vice president, you can. But I appreciate you putting your confidence in me, and I look forward to serving with Molly.
All right. Thank you very much. And we are glad that you will serve. So thank you. So next, we will move on to the CCMHB 2024 annual report. And this is on pages 24 through 71 of the packet. So this is for fiscal year 2024. So there's a decision memorandum requesting approval of the attached 2024 annual report. Lynn, would you walk us through this briefly?
You've seen, well, I did send this to folks as soon as we got it all assembled. So it was a couple of weeks ago. So hopefully you've had time to look at it. But even better, you've seen a lot of the pieces of it already. So there are... by law, you are required to do the financial report pieces. The rest of it is just traditionally stuff that we've wanted to add. We do send this to elected officials who represent the area. That's required by law, and to the Department of Human Services, also required by law. I don't know what they do with it. But over the years, we've wanted them to see what the programs are accomplishing. So the programs are on a different fiscal year. So this a little bit of, like, the structure of this is 2024. But the information about the agency accomplishments, not the money, the agency accomplishments in the program section is for July 1, 2023 through June 30th, 2024. That's a little weird. We could do it the other way if you preferred. But anyway, this is, like I said, you've seen a lot of that program year 24 stuff already. And then the three-year plan, which has been in place, is at the end of it. There's no changes to that. It's just traditionally in there. That's it.
Thank you very much, Lynn. Any discussion about the report or motions. The motion, a possible motion is listed on page 24 of the packet. But any discussion?
Do we need a motion to approve?
Yes.
I move to approve.
Second the motion.
All right. Thank you very much. We have a motion and a second to approve the Champaign County Mental Health Board Fiscal Year 2024 Annual Report. Any final discussion? I hope you all will read my president's report letter. It was, well, I had some help from the office, but part of it is very me, so I'm glad that it's there. I also wanted to check, do we need a roll call on this one?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. Any other discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor of approving the Champaign County Mental Health Board Fiscal Year 2024 Annual Report, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The ayes have it. The annual report for 2024 is approved. So we will, yay. And excellent. This is post vote discussion, but wonderful, wonderful work from all of the staff. It was a huge effort, and thank you very much for that. So next we will move to deferred special request, and this is on addendum, which is this, pages 1 through 2. So for the board's consideration, a decision memorandum presents an update on agency PY 2024 audit with an action deferred on April 30th now being requested. So Lynn, would you just briefly tell us what this is?
I tried to summarize in the memo, so let's see if I can summarize even more. The day after your meeting, Immigrant Services of CU did submit their audit. They had provided me an initial draft, so I had already asked them some questions and got a really an excellent follow-up letter. And you know, other than a check being written, we are done. The follow-up is completed. That's not what the memo says. That's because we finished it, yesterday. So, and the agency director is here in case you have any questions, but this is really simply to decide, now that you have that, you can take up the decision that was deferred on April 30th as to whether to consider the application for funding.
Thank you very much. So, as per the last few meetings, if there are any questions for the agency representative, please direct them to me and I will ask them to come forward. But just wanted to open discussion on this item of if we want to consider the Immigrant Services of CU PY 2026 funding request.
I think I'd like to give Ms. Jimenez the opportunity to speak if you'd like, maybe about the process and how we got here, changes, et cetera.
Sure. Please come forward. So, Emily, is your question just kind of like a general summary of where we're at?
Well, it sounds like it's been a whirlwind month for you all, so I guess just hearing about your process.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly been a learning opportunity for me, which I think is important, and we've been able to really coordinate with Lynn. So the fact that the staff is able to really give us that helping hand has meant a lot. And I think, thankfully, we've been able to establish a system where this will not happen again, because it's not fun to go through the delayed process. But yeah, thankfully, we're looking at a completed audit with no findings, and the only thing left to do is for me to write the check tomorrow and distribute it and mail it back to you guys.
Thank you very much. Any other questions?
I'm just curious about your hiring, because you had some vacancies. Just what's going on there?
So I officially assumed the role of executive director April 1st. We were able to successfully hire a new case manager who has already started and is doing an incredible job. That has really opened up a lot of space for me, given that for a long time I was serving the role of associate director and case manager. Hectic time, but you know, now that she's in, she's handling walk-ins, she's really able to give clients even the extra mile of what I was able to do. Very quick learner, and her heart is absolutely in the right place. A lot of devotion, a lot of diligence. So that's really opened up the door for me to focus on a lot of other efforts that the organization needs to focus on.
Thank you very much. I need to formulate my question because I remember the audit work was going to begin May 1st. Is mm-hmm. that when it ended up beginning or did it start before that?
It ended up beginning about May 1st. Yes.
So I just want to comment on how remarkable that is. Like, I'm not going to lie. I didn't believe it would get done by the end of this month because I don't think I've ever seen that before. But I think that is a testament to actually how quickly an audit can get done when everybody's really dedicated to that process. So I just wanted to commend you for that.
I mean, I'll be honest. There was definitely like, I don't know what the right word to use, but there was so the person that did the audit was Mike Kaufman, and he was like, this is a lot, but I will try to meet this deadline, because we kind of said if you can get this done by May 21st, it'd be perfect. We did end up actually paying more money to be able to expedite the process. But all in all, it really just meant like answering his questions whatever time they came through, working diligently, all three of us, to just prioritize the audit as our number one action during those 2 to 3 weeks. So thankfully, it was able to get done.
That is also very good to know that an expedite fee for a quicker audit is an option.
Yeah.
But I want to commend you for the diligence on that, and also just acknowledging having an executive director who has worked directly with clients, I think mm-hmm. is so powerful, but also recognizing that you are really dedicated to putting these processes in place to ensure that this doesn't happen again, because this was, you know, the first audit back due to us from funding, just kind of getting things moving so that it doesn't happen again is really important.
Absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate you like bringing light to that. Just the idea that leadership can have additional strength if it's someone who has gone through being in the client's home, boots on the ground work, knowing, you know, directly what the client's needs are, and then taking those needs and integrating them into policies and procedures, I think goes a really long way. So thank you for acknowledging that.
You are most welcome. Any other questions or comments?
I don't think I'm getting ahead of myself. I think it's a yes vote. But I did want to give you the chance to talk through how you select your case managers.
Yeah, we did a very, I would say, grounded process of meeting with each potential case manager at least 3 times. We had a lot of applicants, and I think often in work that is bilingual, it can be assumed that as long as somebody speaks the language, it's fine. And that's not enough. It really just isn't. So we started off with like lunches and really just having dialogue. And I would just start really like bringing light to crisis intervention and trauma-informed care and what it looks like to be an immigrant yourself and then show up at work every day and work for that population and how your own trauma comes up and vicarious trauma and all of that. And really just like open the floor to see how they would respond to that. And you could really tell the difference between the people that kind of had a script thinking going into it and the people that wanted to have like wholesome conversations about what it really means to provide service and to do it from a place of knowing that you're working with a marginalized and very vulnerable population. So it was actually through that process that we were able to kind of feel that connection. So yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Any mm-hmm. other questions from the board? All right. Well, I will go ahead and move to consider the Immigrant Services of CUPY 2026 funding request.
I'll second.
Thank you very much. Any final discussion? All right. Seeing none, the motion on the table is to consider the Immigrant Services of CUPY 2026 funding request. May I have a roll call?
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Chris Miner?
Yes.
Tony Nichols?
Yes.
Jill Omosagye?
Yes.
Elaine Plencia?
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez?
Oh, yeah.
Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. All right.
And can we note that Kyle's here?
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
That is, thank you very much for noting that. All right. With that, the motion passes. We will consider the Immigrant Services of CUPY 2026 funding request. So thank you very much for
thank
being
you
here.
Guys.
We will, our next item of the agenda.
So I just stay here? Or
you might as well, okay, in case you have other questions. But if you wouldn't mind turning off the mic, of course, that would be great. So our next item on the agenda, if we were to consider this request, and we have decided to, we have planned this item on the agenda just in case, to review the Immigrant Services of CU PY 2026 funding request. So this is part of our overall application review that started in April, but the specific program summary from the staff has been included on an addendum, pages 3-7. So we will go ahead and continue our typical process for the applications by first having Chandra Somerville provide an overview for us.
Immigrant Services of CU is applying for funding for the Immigrant Mental Health Program, which is a continuation of a program funded by the MHB during the program year 24. The request is for a greater amount prior to the contract amount. They selected the priority category, closing the gaps in access and care, and justified that choice. The proposed services are case management, referral to therapy to process trauma and build emotional resilience, distribution of donated items for homes, transportation to legal and related appointments, grocery store vouchers for those not eligible for SNAP. In the staff review, you will see that there is an eligibility issue related to the delayed audit. At least 4 of the 5 staff positions were vacant at the time of the application, and the utilization categories and targets have been updated. Particular strengths of the agency are the potential to meet a growing need and the impact of board and staff members with lived experience. A staff comment of possible interest is in the financial analysis, identifying where clarifications are needed. The board reviewers are Kyle Patterson and Tony Nichols.
I don't have any concerns.
Do any questions or comments about the application?
Sure. I guess I just wanted to note that because personnel is such a big part of this budget, and I do think it's worth every penny of $200,000. Something that I've noted in my conversations with Maria is just how crucial finding the right person is, but then also how important it is to have multiple caseworkers who can turn over and take care of that load, because it is a huge emotional burden to carry. Not only having your experiences be mirrored in the people that you are working with, but having to invest that over and over and over again and be through and to hold somebody's hand, I guess, through everyday things and harder things. So I guess I just wanted to speak to what this would cover and why personnel is so key here.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions from the board?
I have a comment and a question. I'll start out with the most positive. I tend to be a very black and white person, and deadlines are important to me and things like that. So I apologize if I've ever come across as gruff, because you guys had a very difficult situation with your audit, and I recognize that. So kudos to you guys. Your accountant has proved, or your CPA has proved to us that it can be done. So I am so thrilled for that. And the one question I had, and I apologize if it's been noted and I didn't see it. So you did not request funding for fiscal year 25. Is that because with the executive director thing, you were kind of in flux, or why was there a gap?
They just missed the deadline. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, on paper, we missed the deadline, but I also think it was a decision that took a lot of consideration. Like, at the time I was still a case manager, and the things that were not implemented yet administratively I felt would hurt us in terms of applying for another grant. I feel like that year that we took off, was we were able to dedicate it just to policy, procedure, structure, how we handle our day-to-day communication from the bottom up and top down. So I think it was essentially like a break to let us, you know, be in a position to be able to apply confidently the way that we are now.
And I'm sure there were some difficult days during that, maybe financially and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I've heard a lot of positive from our staff about how your agency is definitely headed in the right direction to do great things in our community. So thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? I had, I guess, a couple questions. One, I noticed, and I'm sorry, it's been a while since I've reviewed it, so I'm like trying to make sure my notes are up to date. But I noticed there's some assessment that you all kind of initially do around with the PHQ-9.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you have considered utilizing other assessments like the GAD-7 for anxiety or like the PCL-5 for PTSD, and like kind of what maybe expansion you might do in that area.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that a huge difference that I'm not sure if it's fully reflected in the application. My thought is that it probably is, but it doesn't hurt to elaborate on it, is that during PY24, the way that it was set up was essentially that a case manager was making a referral, and because of the organization that we were collaborating with, CHP, Community Health Partnership, I was essentially making a referral and then not really allowed to further participate in the process, where I personally felt that clients needed more collaboration between the therapist and the case manager as deemed appropriate by the therapist and by the client, and of course, you know, going around confidentiality and all of that. But where we are now, essentially in that year that we were not funded by you guys, I spent the entire year scouting therapists in the area whose resumes reflect a commitment to working with immigrant families in particular and youth more than anything. I always say immigration in and of itself is a trauma. So to have someone who understands that and has invested time into acquiring the necessary skills to be able to contribute to that population was really important to me. And I was able to do that. I have a wonderful relationship with both of them. I have communication. They send me a message after every therapy appointment, and there's overall collaboration, making sure transportation is a thing, just making sure that it remains accessible for the client. So that's gone like the extra mile, and I think it's a big win for us and for the clients at large.
All right, thank you very much.
Yes.
I don't actually have another question. I thought I did, but I don't, because I think you've covered it and everything else you shared. But I just want to just note like the importance of these services, especially in this particular moment. I don't know if I really need to say more than that, but I'm just very grateful for your work right now.
Oh, that means a lot.
Any other questions or comments? All right. Thank you very much. That concludes this application review, and we may have the opportunity to make an allocation this evening because that is the next part of our agenda. So, but I think that's all of our questions for you. So.
Yeah. Let me just say real quick, ADHD moment. I realized I didn't actually fully answer your question. So what I was getting at is that because of this collaboration with therapists, one of the things that I'm coordinating with is how to do those assessments prior in the best way, and looking to them to kind of give me more information on what might be a better assessment, or if that the PHQ-9 should continue to be, or if we should supplement it with something else.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was very pleased with what you did share about the collaboration, so much that I didn't really think to follow up on the specific assessments, because I figured they're probably getting incorporated somewhere. But
yeah.
I think, you know, as a therapist myself, I do the PHQ-9, the GAD-7, and the PCL-5 with most clients, especially, you know, with trauma history. So I think, you know, those are great, and there's potentially other ones, but I see you all, you know, continuing to develop that further. So
100%.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
All right. So we will next move on to the part of the evening that is probably the most exciting, which is the PY 2026 funding applications. So on addendum pages 8 through 29, we have a decision memorandum requesting approval of PY 2026 allocations that was posted on Friday, May 23rd. Prior to the meeting, it has a list of current requests, and of these combined with prior requests from tier contracts, I think is what that means, and sorted by priority category. So we have the memorandum, and then we have kind of like two lists of the requests kind of broken up into kind of different ways of communicating the information about them. So I am going to ask that Lynn kind of walk us through what we are doing next, and she and I will collaborate to kind of get us through the many motions and votes that we are going to be doing right now.
Well, this is the happiest day of the year, right? So I jumped to page 13 where the happiness starts, because the rest of that is context that you saw last week and no doubt read every word and were like, yes. So like just starting from the top here with many, many decisions that you are asked to make tonight, I want to provide more happy news, which is that this turns out to be a pretty affordable set of applications, because it just worked out that way with, you know, what we expected already to receive for the through the levy this year and next year. And there could be an increase, but I won't be able to calculate that increase for a while. So, I mean, there will be an increase, but I can't calculate it for a while. I might not even be able to tell you exactly in July. But those are just really good pieces of news that, despite all of the details we've been digging into and all of the things that we as staff and you as board members have found that should be improved prior to a contract or, and during the delivery of services, in spite of that, I mean, I think like if people are willing to do those things, you can fund a lot. So the first set of decisions have to do with, the first one is contract negotiations. And that is authorizing me to complete the contract negotiations. And a lot of the pieces of the contract negotiation are actually presented to you in the memo, in the pieces right above the motion. I have been adding that for the last few years for the sake of transparency. It doesn't seem fair to ask you for the authority to do whatever during contract negotiations and then, for example, potentially slam an agency after you've approved funding for it. So just... if there are mistakes that we have made in those sections right before, then I can correct them as we go. If there are things that happen during a contract negotiation that feel really outside of what you are giving us permission to do, we would probably still want to come back to you for a subsequent change. So not to say that contract negotiations authority is meaningless, but it is limited by those pieces.
Thanks, Frank. Am I recognized? Okay. So my life has been absolutely just consumed by AFSCME negotiations, so this is something I think about a lot. So as you're going into contract negotiations, is the requested amount the floor or the ceiling? Like, are we giving you the authority?
The amount you say tonight, including if it's a typo, and you read it right or you read it wrong, that's the amount. Like, you are finalizing amounts. The negotiation would be around if I've suggested a special provision based on our conversations and observations so far and the agency says no, then you're giving me the authority to say okay, you know, or to maybe come back to you with some other, you know.
Okay, like it's not so much about funding amount. We've already approved all of that. It's just like small provisions if you see an opportunity. Okay, got it.
Or rather, I guess we will be approving the funding amount, and then we will be giving Lynn consent to negotiate kind of these finer details without everything having to, like, come back to us. And some contract-related, like, if there's an amendment or something, they have me, like, sign that as well. So there are certain things that I will be involved in as well.
And to share, that's the reality throughout the year. The team are very, very good at developing contract amendments upon request of an agency, and then those are approved by the board chair, who has the authority to say, no, I'm not comfortable doing this without full board approval. But they tend to be relatively small things. It's never a change upward in funding. Something like that, I think, would have to come back to you. Like, the amounts that you say today are the amounts until I hear otherwise from you. And there are I've suggested amounts in here. You may disagree with them. That's your prerogative. It's suggestions. So anyway.
And I guess just to give a little more scaffolding to this part of the meeting, I think how we can do this is for kind of each pre-motion, Lynn will share some details with us. We can have discussion. There are listed motions for all these possible things. So these contract negotiations, special notifications things, and then the allocations themselves, there are possible motions listed. So once someone makes a motion, I will ask for final discussion, and then we will take a roll call vote, if that makes sense. So, Lynn, is there anything else you want to share about this part?
Right now, I'm predicting that we'll probably have 3 contract meetings. A lot of the contract negotiations can just be handled by email. So.
Then I would like to make a motion to authorize the executive director to conduct contract negotiations as specified in this memorandum.
Sorry, everybody. I'm looking.
All right, motion and seconded. Any final discussion? All right, the motion has been stated clearly, so we will take a roll call vote.
Chris Miner?
Yes.
Tony Nichols?
Yes.
Joe Omosagie?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez?
Yes.
Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. The motion to authorize executive director to conduct contract negotiations is approved. So next, we will move to the next kind of item in this section. And Lynn, would you share more about that?
The scariest possible provision. And we ask for permission every year to put this in there, just so, you know, full transparency. If we don't have the funds, that's really like a disaster scenario. But if we don't have the funds, then I can reduce contract amounts. When that has happened before, I have done that with board involvement, full board approval. It's a scary thing.
Any questions or discussions about that?
Just hoping you'll tell us more if that ever happens.
Yeah. We'll see it coming. It's, you know, that you see that those tax dollars coming in, and that's what we're using.
All right, well, I will move to authorize the executive director to implement contract maximum reductions as described in this memorandum.
Second.
Any final discussion? The motion has been stated clearly, so I will let us have a roll call vote.
Joe Omosagie?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez?
Yes.
James Randall?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Chris Miner?
Yes.
Tony Nichols?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. All right. And then we have 2 more of these. So, Lynn, would you share more about the next one?
I'm not going fast enough. I'll go a little faster. This was recommended by an attorney who helped with one iteration of the funding requirements. He said you need to make sure that the funding requirements say that the contract can supersede the funding requirements. So if you, in one of these contracts, allow an exception to the rules, that supersedes what the funding requirements say. For example, we've set these levels of amounts of money that people can spend on audits, amounts of mental health board funding that agencies can spend on audits. We understand that that could be outdated by the time this is approved. So that's the kind of thing that we want to make sure the board's authority to accept to make an exception to that rule or anything like that is preserved in the contract. So this is goes into the contract.
Any discussion?
If no discussion, I make a motion to include in all contracts the provision referencing specific exceptions to funding requirements and guidelines as described in this memorandum.
Seconded.
Thank you very much. Any final discussion? There is no discussion. The motion has been stated clearly, so may I have a roll call?
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez?
Yes.
Jane Sprandl?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Chris Miner?
Yes.
Tony Nichols?
Yes.
Joe Omosagie?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. I keep forgetting to say the motion passes. The last three motions have all passed. So this last one is the last of these like contract sort of negotiations pieces. So,
and it's pretty simple. And the way it came about is we had identified a few organizations who had late audits, and we thought that a nice way to help would be like to just communicate more clearly about that on a quarterly basis. It turns out maybe we can already accomplish that by looking at their board meeting minutes and maybe just more straightforwardly ask everybody to let us know when their audit process has started. And in the course of getting to this kind of simple new provision, we did start asking people who've been struggling with the audit deadline, what is your involvement with the CPA like? What kind of communication do you actually get? So this will be meaningful. If we see some don't start in September or October, then we know that they might not be able to keep up.
So I think it's a very good addition and, something that will give us a concrete piece of information that will help us kind of track what is not only like how each agency is doing and how each CPA is doing, but also like what the overall picture of this issue is in our county. Any other discussion or motions?
I'll make a motion to include in all contracts the requirement to share documentation of the onset of work on the audit, review, and compilation as described in this memorandum.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May I have a roll call?
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez?
Yes.
Jane Sprandl?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Chris Miner?
Yes.
Tony Nichols?
Yes.
Joe Omosagie?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. The motion passes. So that is that concludes the contract negotiations type motions that we'll be voting on, and now we will be moving to the allocation scenarios. So we'll have essentially we will have kind of each program application that we have reviewed, and the Immigrant Services of CU one is in here, but it's kind of in a slightly different. It's sort of under request submitted but not reviewed, because at the time that this was created we hadn't reviewed it, but there is information in here that allows us to make an allocation if we wish to this evening. So I'll sort of have Lynn kind of walk us briefly through each one, and anyone who wants to make a motion, please do. Oftentimes various different people are making motions on these different parts, so please don't be shy to make a motion.
Are you ready to spend some money? This is the fun part. Okay. First one is RPC Community Services Youth Assessment Center Program. There's a little bit of context there. Prior to the contract, we'd want the the personnel form updated. I don't think there were any other fixes that we were asking for. I may be wrong. And the special provisions are listed. They are the same special provisions that have been in this program contract for several years.
Any discussion on this? We will kind of go through each of these. Lynn will kind of summarize. We can have a discussion about each one, and then have a discussion about that particular one, and then make a motion, second, and take a roll call. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Is there an option to pretty much put all these together to blow through them? Since I think there's only I like that idea.
The way you would do that is, if you want to do all, sure. If you had any that you wanted to pull out and have further discussion of, you could do all but. So, what do you guys call that? You do
an omnibus motion. So we would list whichever ones that we want to review. People could even add, hey, let's remove this one from the omnibus motion. We can consider individually. But what we need is a motion to consider items XYZ as an omnibus motion, second, and then we'd vote on that amended motion.
So would we need to then, would somebody need to read all of these motions out?
We have never done it that way. Well, we have done it that way. It's been a lot of years. But every motion is essentially two motions. It's an approval of the award with whatever conditions are listed, and then it's authorizing me to execute a contract. So it's two different things. That's also on the advice of an attorney. So I think if you were going to do an omnibus of that, you would preserve the shell, the shape of this motion, but then name the group, right?
So having not facilitated this before, I think we can move through them quickly with the approach that we usually take, as long as people are kind of ready to say whatever they have to say about the application. And if they don't have anything to say, somebody just making the motion quickly. It only needs to be said once and we can take a roll call right away. I think, we could look at doing this, but I'm worried it might take more time for us to construct the omnibus motion than it would be to just go through all of these.
We don't need to get fancy. We're fine.
I feel more comfortable doing them individually, and I can even make the motions. And if anyone disagrees, don't second it. Just stop. So, all right. Ready, set, go.
I don't think a motion has been made yet, so.
Okay. Okay, so starting with the first one, I make a motion to approve the CCMHB funding of $76,350 per year for a two-year term for CCRPC Community Services Youth Assessment Center, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Seconded.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any final discussion? The motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Emily Rodriguez?
Yes.
Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Chris Miner?
Yes.
Tony Nichols?
Yes.
Joe Omosagie?
Yes.
Elaine Plencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. Thank you very much. The motion passes. Jane, we can trade. I think people, we don't have to do all of this, but let's have Lynn go to the next application.
It's very similar. This is another program that Children's Advocacy Center. It's been funded for many years. It's, you see the context information there. We would require prior to the contract that the financial plan be filled in. They provided us all that information. It was in your last board packet. We found that acceptable. So that's it. And then, ask that they describe the new director who has really impressive credentials and just wasn't in this place at the time of the application. So then the special provisions are are all similar to prior ones, except consultation with the CLC coordinator, which can happen during the first quarter, I think, or maybe she's being more flexible with that. And then to make sure to share agency board minutes with Stephanie, the operations and compliance coordinator. That was, I think they actually already worked that out, but we want to restate it to make sure they don't, that Stephanie and the director don't lose that communication, because that's real helpful to us. That's it.
Thank you very much. And one reason that I like doing each one separately is to give each agent, like each program, kind of their moment in the sun to get this award. This is a very important program to our community. It's very vital, and I'm glad that we have an opportunity to fund it. Any other discussion or motions?
There was a follow-up on the surplus. Did that get solved?
It's a yes from Lynn. All right, well, I'll go ahead and move to approve CCMHB funding of $63,911 per year for a two-year term for Champaign County Children's Advocacy Center, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB executive director and board officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Jane Sprandl?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Chris Miner?
Yes.
Tony Nichols?
Yes.
Joe Omosagie?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. The motion passes. This program is funded. Lynn, let's hear the next one.
Trying to get on the screen. Yeah, I can just jump back in whenever.
Yeah.
It's okay. This one, this is Christian Health Center, which you just reviewed, and I hope I got it right. My original thought was to chop off that $7,000 surplus, but instead we have asked that prior to contracts, if you do make this award, the conditions I would like to see are that they clarify the financial plan to spend everything, like, because really made the case for increased demand and the value of the organization's outreach, that they should spend the money rather than have a surplus, which is actually against the rules. So that's the that's the majority of the revisions that we would like to see. Also, there was a Chris Wilson made some notes about where the audit was being charged. So those changes to special provisions are quite similar to prior, except again to make sure to share the agency board minutes, just to help us understand what's going on. And then the CLC assessment was a project they were going to do a couple years ago. And so that's still, yeah.
Any discussion? Really glad that this agency, you know, presented what they did to us about their audit. It seems like they're moving in a positive direction with that. Any other comments?
If no other comments, I'll make a motion to approve the CCMHB funding of $100,000 per year for a two-year term for Champaign County Christian Health Center's CCHC Community Mental Health Program, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
Thank you very much. There's a motion and a second. Any final discussion?
Just one quick one. Can we next one? Can we do immigrant services just because Maria's here? Possibly give her a chance to go home.
Yeah, we could.
Seconded.
All right, we will, do we have to officially change anything in the agenda? They're not numbered, so, okay. All right, so we will move immigrant services up in the agenda. Although I guess there are also many agency representatives online as well, but this is the only agency representative in person, so we can move it up. But I guess going back to the the item from before. Any discussion on the Champaign County Christian Health Center request? All right, I will go ahead and restate this one. The motion on the table is to approve CCMHB funding of $100,000 per year for a two-year term for Champaign County Christian Health Center, CCCHC Community Mental Health Program, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement. May I have a roll call?
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Chris Miner?
Yes.
Tony Nichols?
Yes.
Joe Omosagye?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez?
Yes.
Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. The motion passes. So next, we will find on page 25 of the addendum, the Immigrant Services of Champaign-Urbana Immigrant Mental Health Program staff notes and a potential motion. So Lynn, would you explain this one to us?
And I had to guess because you hadn't reviewed it yet. So if I did not guess, this would be a great time to let me know if I didn't get it right. I believe that prior to contracting, we would like to see corrections to the financial plan forms, which were essentially the budget narrative wasn't fully completed. We will work with the agency to do that. And then a bigger stretch would be to confirm that the vacancies have been filled. I know that hiring has been happening, and you all made a great point about the care involved in hiring. So this is just, that might be difficult to do, but it would be ideal for starting off big. And then the special provisions actually continue from PY24 contract, same. And I would, Leon Bryson and I both liked the idea of another mid-year progress report. Even though this is not technically a new program, it is new again, and it's an expanded program. So it might be nice to hear from them in the winter. So that's it.
Can I make a motion? Cool. I move to approve Champaign County Mental Health Board funding of $200,256 per year for a two-year term for Immigrant Services of Champaign-Urbana Immigrant Mental Health Program, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Seconded.
Thank you very much. We have a motion and a second. Any final discussion?
I would like
sure to go ahead.
Comments properly. So you would like to see us fill the additional case manager position and the driver position prior to accepting the contract fully?
We can have a contract negotiation.
Okay.
I would love that. I think you would probably love that too, but given the conversation a few minutes ago, mm-hmm. I understand that might not be realistic.
No, filling the case manager position would be very realistic. We were only able to choose one, but definitely kept contact with all the others that we scouted, so we would be able to do that. I have several people in mind. It would just be, you know, going through the diligence and the process a little bit sooner than anticipated, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right. I think the alternative would be like an award adjustment based on the if it was still vacant, the award would be adjusted such that whenever it was filled, then gotcha. The amount would be right. Tweaked.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
The strategy that you just mentioned is prorating on vacancies, and that's very helpful when you don't have enough money to fully fund a program. It sounds really complicated, but our staff have figured out a really easy way to do it, or not easy, but an effective way to do it. But then the program starts at a lower award amount.
Makes sense.
So I didn't mention prorated because it sounded like hitting the ground running would be better.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any final discussion? Just want to say I'm glad that this worked out with the audit and that we were able to review this evening. So I'll go ahead and restate the motion given that we had some discussion. The motion on the table is to approve CCMHB funding of $200,056. $256 per year for a two-year term for immigrant services of Champaign-Urbana immigrant mental health program, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB executive director and board officer to execute the agreement. May I have a roll call?
Chris Miner?
Yes.
Tony Nichols?
Yes.
Joe Omosagie?
Yes.
Lane Plencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez?
Yes.
Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. The motion passes. So next we will go back to page 17 of the addendum, and Lynn will introduce the next possible allocation.
This is another established program, so we had not too many things that we would want to see changed. There are some discrepancies in the personnel forms, which were a result of them having a current two-year term. So, like, they have – this comes up. Anyway, so they know exactly what to do. It's just that it affects all the forms, so they can do it. And then the special provisions continue from the prior year contract.
Any discussion or motions?
Okay. I move to approve the CCMHB funding of $97,139 per year for a two-year term for Champaign County Healthcare Consumers Disability Application Services, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
I'll second that.
There's been a motion and a second. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Joe Omosagie.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
Jane Sprandel.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Chris Miner.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. With that, the motion passes. Lynn, will you introduce the next one?
This is a very similar program, but focused on people with justice involvement, same agency. The requirements prior to contract are exactly the same. The special provisions are also continued from prior year.
Any discussion?
If no discussion, I will make a motion to approve Champaign County Mental Health Board funding for $103,284 per year for a two-year term for Champaign County Healthcare Consumers Justice Involved CHW Services and Benefits, subject to the caveats as presented in the MIS memorandum, and to authorize the Champaign County Mental Health Board Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Seconded. There is a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Al Patterson.
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
Jane Sprandel.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Chris Miner.
Yep.
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Joe Omosagie.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. With that, the motion passes. Lynn, will you introduce the next one?
Another longstanding program. There are no revisions needed prior to contract. That they did a really great job. The special provisions continue.
Any discussion or motions?
I'll make a motion to approve the CCHMB funding of $70,667 per year for a two-year term for Community Service Center of Northern Champaign County Resource Connection, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Seconded.
There is a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the motion was clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
Jane Sprandl.
Yes.
Jean-Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Chris Miner.
Yep.
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Joe Omosagie.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. With that, the motion passes. Lynn, will you introduce the next one?
I think I'm having more fun than anybody else. Do we need an intermission? Okay.
It used to be so, like, people would kind of fight over who's going to, like, move for different applications. So we can make it fun. Whoever gets to it first gets to do it.
You spice it up. So just, again, no revisions are needed in the staff opinion prior to contract. All the special provisions continue from the prior year contract. Although one of them, I think, is really tough. The maintaining that 50% of new clients being from outside of the most populated area. I think that's becoming harder and harder to do, but they're committed to it, so yay.
Any discussion or motions?
I move to approve CCMHB funding of $90,000 per year for a 2-year term for crisis nursery Beyond Blue, Champaign County, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB executive director and board officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
Jane Sprandl.
Yes.
Jean-Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Chris Miner.
Yep.
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Joe Omosagie.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. With that, the motion passes. We will move to the next one. I almost wanted to when your thought maybe, like, no, are we having fun yet? And if anyone gets that reference, please talk to me after the meeting.
Thank you. No, I was really preoccupied with making sure it was on the screen. Sorry about that. I'm being a little like AV club. So this one, we could get really complicated and go down a rabbit hole about how this ends up being a mental health board program, but you guys know all of that. And you no doubt remember last week I told you the DD board unanimously endorsed this for your support. but it's your money, you can do what you want. If you want to fund this, our staff suggestion was there's a single adjustment of a classification of an expense, and the agency responded to that in their letter, which was also in last week's packet. The special provisions are same as prior year. So.
Thank you very much. Any discussion or motions?
I'll make a motion to approve the CCMHB funding of $702,000 per year for a 2-year term for DSC Family Development, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB executive director and board officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion was clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Jane Sprandl.
Yes.
Jean-Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Chris Miner.
Yep.
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Joe Omosagie.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. We are about halfway done with these, so we can speed up slightly, but it's only 7:10 and there's actually not a lot of business after this. So Lynn,
right. There's like a 5-minute and then a 2-minute. So again, so this is, Refugee Center. We're kind of trying to figure out if their name is Refugee Center. They do business with that name. So we're working on that, but you know it as the Refugee Center. No revisions are needed prior to the contract, in our staff opinion. The special provisions continue from prior years, maybe. No, they're all the same as prior year. Yeah.
Any discussion or motions?
I move to approve Champaign County Mental Health Board funding of $75,441 per year for a two-year term for East Central Illinois Refugee Mutual Assistance Center, the Refugee Center, family support and strengthening, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the Champaign County Mental Health Board Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion was clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Chris Miner.
Yep.
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Joe Omosagye.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
Jane Sprandel.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Next up, Lynn? Just got to say, Chris Miner, you have like an announcer's voice for reading these motions.
Thank you.
Feel
Thank
free
you very much.
To read motions whenever. Like about, auctioneer or baseball game.
Well, I'm kind of excited about the trio here because when I came to work for the Mental Health Board, these three contracts were at the same level that they continued to be until these requests, and I feel like it's time for them to do more, to be a little bigger. I mean, anyway, so I like these, and I'm happy to show. Oh, I just made it bigger. The only pre-contract requirement, in our opinion, would be to revise the CLC plan. I don't know if our CLC coordinator would be involved in that or if the agency knows what to do already, but I think that's not going to be very complicated for them to do. Special provisions are continued from before, and maybe we're saying because they have been involved with the problem-solving courts for quite a while and that group is becoming more aggressive with getting other funding, that what would be kind of nice to see is just a straight up expansion of the services instead of money coming back to the Mental Health Board, like prioritizing problem solving court clients and then serving the general population with Mental Health Board money would be amazing. So that's a new special provision, but it kind of depends on how it's going with Champaign County problem solving courts. Okay.
Any discussion or motions? All right, Lynn wants to add something.
I'm sorry, this is another one where Leon Bryson and I thought a mid-year progress report would be nice because there is a new component of the program, and that's the art therapy for all ages, which, like, that's going to be a really fun presentation in January, don't you think? Okay.
Yeah, the presentation they, like, on the kind of the art, creative engagement for seniors that they did a few years ago is really good. So kind of this is almost like a part two of that. So any discussion or motions?
I'll move to approve the CCMHB funding of $142,322 per year for a two-year term of family service of Champaign County Counseling, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion was clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Chris Miner.
Yep.
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Joe Omosagye.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
Jane Sprandel.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. So next, we will have the Family Service of Champaign County Self-Help Center, and hopefully that will buy Lynn some time to get it on the screen.
I'm sorry. Thank you
for
covering
for me. No, you're totally fine. I'm helping you. I want to help you out here.
You can see me struggling. Got to power up.
You're doing great, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you. Well, that's nice. I'm learning to be an AV nerd. I really like it late in life picking up this skill. So the only revision, and this is the agency CLC plan, so they do it once, you know, it's set for all of the programs. There is a new special provision added on to the ones that have continued from prior years, and that is about subgrants. There's this new component here to do little mini grants with, you know, with new support groups which start. And that really appealed to me because that's a real strength of this community. But we would want to be sure to have copies of those subgrants because the obligation flows to the subgrantees. All of the contract obligations flow through. So we want to be involved in that. That's the only new, I think. Oh, no, there's also an addition of the agency has been reporting details of events. I think this came up during the board's review of this application that you would like to see collection and reporting on demographic and residency details of individuals as possible. And I think that would be a nice addition too. So that's here. That's also new.
That sounds great. Any discussion? Well, I will go ahead and move to approve CCMHB funding of $38,191 per year for a two-year term for Family Service of Champaign County Self-Help Center, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Joe Amoasagie.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
Jane Sprandel.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Chris Miner.
Yep.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. So next we have Family Service of Champaign County Senior Counseling and Advocacy.
Again, just that agency CLC plan prior to the contract. That's actually probably prior to June 17, actually, close enough. And then the only special provision relates to a two-year, if they have a two-year term for this.
All right, and for this, we do have two votes that we need to make because they are asking us to be a match for a regional contract. So each motion is clearly stated separately. So any discussion about these? Lynn wants to share
that's,
more.
Thank you for remembering. That's the only match request this year, which is like the first time I've seen just one. So it's great to see it, though. Mm-hmm.
Any discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve the CCMHB funding of $214,360 per year for a two-year term for Family Services of Champaign County Senior Counseling and Advocacy, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion was clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
Jane Sprandel.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Chris Miner.
Yes.
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Joe Amoasagie.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. And I will go ahead and also move to approve the use of CCMHB funding for Family Service of Champaign County Senior Counseling and Advocacy as match for East Central Illinois Area on Aging Senior Information Services contract.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
Jane Sprandel.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Chris Miner.
Yep.
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Joe Amoasagie.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. So next we have Promise Healthcare Mental Health Services.
Here there are a few requirements prior to the contract that staff identified one as revise the CLC plan, but that's for the whole agency, so that applies to both applications. There's also some budget details which should be clarified, and then revise some outcomes. I think that we went into more detail on that in the program summaries. The special provisions are, thanks to the board comments, we've expanded a little bit the collaboration special provision, just that we would like to see them collaborating with more providers than we, it was, you know, focused on Rantoul Service Providers Group, but as much collaboration as they can manage would be great. And we have spotted them in some of the right places, so I think this is possible. Otherwise, none of these provisions are new.
All right. Any discussion? I just want to say I heard that they might be on track to. So they are the only agency that is on a different fiscal year than every other agency that we fund. And their audit is due June 30th, 2025, and they are on track to have it done on time. Yeah. We're hoping that that will be the case, but that would be huge because that has never happened in a long time. Year, ever? Ever since they've been promise, and, you know, also before that also. So we're excited about that.
I want to note that I think we have never seen a timely audit for anyone with a calendar year, fiscal year. And I wonder if that has to do with the fact that we know for sure the CPAs get prioritized tax clients in the spring. So I think that is one of the built-in barriers to this. But I did check. Thank you for sharing that. I did check and then forgot to mention it. But they believe it's on track. If we don't have it, they start the year off with a contract but no payments. So.
And then they'll have until that, like, yeah. September 30th grace period, which is kind of what we discussed last year. But anyway, any other discussion about this allocation or motion? We have not had a motion or
seconded.
A second yet. We do not have a motion yet, so I will go ahead and move to approve CCMHB funding of $360,000 per year for a two-year term for Promise Healthcare Mental Health Services, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement. Now, can I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Jane Sprandle.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Chris Miner.
Yep.
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Joe Omoosagye.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. So next we will move to Promise Healthcare PHC Wellness.
This one, the only revision we'd like to see prior to the contract is that CLC plan for the whole agency. There is a new special provision that Leon Bryson and I would really like to see this program be one of the target programs of the evaluation capacity project, and we got the feeling the agency was open to that. They could work on the outcomes that they've provided this in the application this year. They could come up with it. They want to be a target program. We wanted them to be a target program. I hope you want them to be too. Otherwise, the special provisions are the same as prior.
Thank you very much. Any discussion or motions?
I'll make a motion to approve the CCMHB funding of $125,000 per year for a two-year term for Promise Healthcare PHC Wellness, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Chris Miner.
Yep.
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Joe Omoosagye.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yeah.
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
Jane Sprandle.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes, and with that, the motion passes. So next, we will move to Rape Advocacy Counseling and Education Services, or RACES, Sexual Trauma Therapy Services.
I'm getting to the point where I just want to talk and editorialize and say that this is the best thing about the Mental Health Board is you can save the day when other funders abandon important programs. And, you know, they might say just for 2 years and then they never come back. I think this is why our community is so lucky to have a Mental Health Board that can function to stabilize things. So a wholehearted endorsement. I hope you take it. In that spirit, the only revision we would like to see is recategorization of a rental expense, and then the special provisions continue as prior years.
Thank you very much. Any discussion?
I move to approve Champaign County Mental Health Board funding of 196,205 per year for a 2-year term for Rape Advocacy Counseling and Education Services, Sexual Trauma Therapy Services, subject to the caveats as presented in the memorandum, and to authorize the Champaign County Mental Health Board Executive Director and Board Order Officer to execute the agreement.
Thank you. I'll second. We have a motion and a second. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
James Brandel.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Chris Miner.
Yes.
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Joe Omoasage.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. So next, we will have Rape Advocacy Counseling and Education Services, or RACES, Sexual Violence Prevention Education.
This is same revision prior to contracting, and then special provisions continue as in prior years. I think that the LAN provision to attend meetings of the LAN might be new. This is because the Child and Adolescent Local, Local Area Network can be really vital, and there are efforts to beef those back up across the state. We still have one, but it's not always well attended. So if the agency were able to be present, this is an important resource for youth serving systems. So that's the only new special provision.
All right, any discussion? Just want to give a shout out to RACES for some truly excellent applications, and also just overall, like, there haven't been a lot of things that are needed, like not a ton of revisions. So that's been pretty cool. Any other discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve the CCMHB funding of $108,115 per year for a 2-year term for Rape Advocacy Counseling and Education Services, Sexual Violence Prevention Education, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Chris Miner.
He is coming back to the room.
Yeah.
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Joe Omoasage.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
James Brandel.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. So we will next move to WIN Recovery, Community Support Reentry Houses.
We are almost done. So this, similar to Christian Health, is one that you only discussed last week, right? So I think that's right. Man, it was a long week. So I hope I got it right. The list of revisions the staff would like to see includes a CLC plan, some financial form corrections, and then adding measurable targets to the outcomes. We love the outcomes, but they're not measurable as presented. And then there's in parentheses, and if the other program is funded, we would like to see more clarification of utilization targets in this application and the other one to separate them. And then also budget plans will, the budget plans for this application will need to be revised if the other program is not funded. So I just wanted to make sure that was clear to all. Then the special provisions actually continue from prior years. Oh, and maybe we, Leon, Bryson, and I thought outcome support through the evaluation capacity building project would be great, but given we don't know how much capacity the agency has for time in the project, we did not say target program. We said target program would be great, but any involvement with it would be also really helpful. So
I was still catching my breath. So what did you say about if the second program's not funded, what needed done or what needed changed?
They need to revise the financial forms for this program if the other one isn't funded, just because the forms are connected. So,
all right. Any discussion? All right. Well, I will go ahead and move to approve CCMHB funding of $183,000 per year for a two-year term for wind recovery community support reentry houses, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB executive director and board officer to execute the agreement.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Joe Amoosage.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
Jane Sprandel.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Chris Miner.
Yes.
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. So we will now move on, I guess, before we move on to the final application that we have reviewed that we can make an allocation on, I did want to draw attention to page 26 of the addendum, which does list an additional application that we have not yet reviewed. So on April 30th, we deferred consideration of this funding request for Urbana Neighborhood Connections Community Study Center. That was deferred due to lack of audit. We have not gotten any updates on when that, on like any time, new updates on that audit, correct? Okay. Because we may want to, you know, sorry, go ahead, Lynn.
Actually, that was an agency that gave me some really rich information about what their interactions have been like with CPA firms. That was very helpful in the formation of that provision above. But no, we don't have an update on when to expect it.
So I guess I just want to call attention to the fact that this audit may come in, it may not. We may have the opportunity to review it later and allocate something later if we decide to consider it. But I just wanted to note that for now. But we can go ahead with the final application that we can allocate this evening, and that is Wind Recovery, Wind Resilience Resource Center.
Well, and I wanted to do a calculation since I removed from the spreadsheet the possibility of funding immigrant services. So where you're at now, you have what is affordable, like an affordable, safe allocation amount. You still have $220,562 to spend, but you have this and the other application, which you have not chosen to review yet. There's no audit yet. So and they total more than that $220,000. In fact, both of them each are more than that amount. So to be safe, and because we just reviewed it last week and there were some big questions about whether the corrections that seem to be needed could be done, I think they could. It might be a lot of work and I might need to update the list. But you know, what I have presented in this memo may not be enough to support a decision. So I apologize. And if you need to have more discussion about it, it just kind of happened fast. So
All right. So can you clarify, like, what are you changing anything that was listed in the memo here? Or I guess I'm just trying to clarify.
Well, the staff suggestion to deny funding for this is based on the conversation last week. And there were a lot of questions we didn't answer. But upon reflection, I think they could. There are solutions. I don't think they're rocket science, but it also, some of the observations were like, I didn't include them in here. I just kind of missed some of it. Like Mrs. Palencia and I were talking about potential additional financial form revisions or other revisions that I have not captured in this memo. So if you wanted to change the staff suggestion here to do something else, I think this is probably an incomplete set of provisions and updates or revisions. So I apologize for that. It is the only suggestion to deny funding in the lot, but it's just because our discussion only occurred last week and felt like we were maybe dealing with an incomplete application, but a lot of things can be fixed. So
so I guess my question is, was the application resubmitted with the potential? No.
The agencies don't have access to that until after you have an opportunity to make award decisions. Then we can do revisions. So the fact that the agency has submitted something, we don't have to do, you know, a second open allocation cycle. You could say, we're interested, but not yet. So redo it and come back to us. You could say that. But upon reflection, I think the changes probably are possible if I had identified them all correctly, and I don't think I did.
We did not ask them to make the revisions last time. I know they had offered to, like, make adjustments, but I know, you know, there was some board discussion about the fact that there was a lot of duplication between the two applications, and also some concerns about some of what is being was being requested for us to fund are not within our ability. Like our regulations do not allow us to fund some of the things that they are asking for. That's my recollection of the discussion last time. So what I'm hearing is from Lynn is that like the recommendation, I guess the scenario that's been presented to us is to deny. And if we want to potentially consider funding, we should defer that to the next meeting when more information can be made available to us to make a decision. And we could also have information from this other application we have not yet reviewed. So is that an appropriate understanding of what? Okay.
I mean, I'm going to stop talking after this. I might even leave the room for a second, but you can do anything. You could even say, we don't want to fund anything this year. Like, that is the board's prerogative. But we're all here for the right reasons, I think, to enrich this community. So, you know, having to pause on something, on one or two things, is really okay.
It's, well, one, we already agreed to fund everything else. So we can't do that at this point. But, you know, it is also helpful to have you know, a small fund balance for emergencies. So I guess this is probably the only one that is like, we could have a robust discussion about it. So I guess I just open it up to board members about their thoughts about this application.
Well, I'll go first and be the bad guy. Unless someone talks me out of it, I really want to deny the funding. There was just too many things Elaine picked up, and good job, Elaine, that I would not have picked up personally. That being said, I'm not going to put my foot, I mean, I'm only one vote. I'm not going to say no if everyone else says yes. If you want to kick the can down a little further, I'll roll with you. But that's where I'm at. That's all I got to say.
I just think that the number 270,000 is meaningless given that they wanted to fund something they couldn't fund, and that was hidden, actually, because there wasn't a total for that. Then they wanted to fund something that was already being funded in the prior in the prior application, which was appliances for a third home, and then they were serving in this, I mean, according to this application, they were serving exactly the same number of people that they were serving in the other application. So that means that this 270,000 was not going to widen the number of people served. So those were the big things that to me just, I just don't see it, you know.
Yeah, I agree. It's just too much is unclear to me, and too much was duplicated from the other application. And if there are things that are being requested that we don't have the literal ability to fund, you know, that is a concern. This is also the only new application we have been asked to fund. So even this other application that we could review later is a program that would be returning and had been funded by the board for many years. So I don't feel comfortable funding it unless there's major changes. And I don't know that that's really fair at this stage. Other comments?
I agree with a lot of what some of my peers have said. I felt like we were given the impression that there were some errors made, human errors made by the person who submitted the grant. I struggle because if they are truly human errors, should other people have to face those consequences? But then I also feel like there's an obligation for the grant writer or, you know, the applicant and the executive director or whoever should be overseeing that, and it was missed. And again, I want to believe that there was a lot of cut and paste that shouldn't have been cut and paste, but we don't know that. And I would hate to think that, you know, we were kind of double dipping. I don't know if that like makes sense, but, you know, when I left last week, I was like, I can't support this. And I'm not sure I have changed my mind. Again, much like Chris, I would consider maybe talking about it again, but how many times are we going to keep kicking the can? So that's just my thought in my brain here.
Thank you. Any other comments? Be helpful to hear from, you know, any board members who are willing to share their thoughts on this.
Kyle, can I put you on the spot possibly? I don't know if in your current role, if you ever have to kind of like submit applications or grants, but do you understand kind of my logic of it potentially was human error, but should there have been a check and balance?
Yeah, and you know, we're funding programs, and I think a point of frustration that some of the agencies run into and where there's hiccups is the boring technical side. And it, you know, you have people who are passionate about helping people. They're professionals. They're good at it. But maybe every MSW program should involve a few accounting courses. But, yeah, I mean, I think when it comes down to it, I'm here to fund things, and we know this program, we know they're doing good work, and we've worked with them before, correct? Yeah.
I guess we haven't worked with this specific program, but we have worked with this agency.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I'd like to see us approve.
So if we did... I guess if we did approve, we cannot approve their full request because we don't have that remaining. So I guess would we if that was something we were going to move toward, would we want to then defer this so we can gather certain information from the agency before we move forward? I mean, I'm also hearing a lot of consensus about not feeling comfortable funding it. So it seems like we're still open for discussion here. So I guess if anyone is wanting to fund this, what do we need to be able to do that? And if there are individuals who don't feel comfortable funding it, do we want to make that decision now?
Doesn't seem like we have enough funds to fund everything that they're asking for with this particular program. And I agree with Jane, Chris, that they didn't complete the application in full, and there was a lot of we don't know why it was incorrect, and they need to spend a lot more time on it, which they don't have. I feel like the time is already up. This is the day that we've chose, and so in the year of me being a board member, we've spent a lot of time on applications and audits and so forth, not being in, and when recovery has been a multiple offender, I think, in our discussions. So we've funded one program, and so I would be fine with denying this program.
Thank you. Any other board members who maybe haven't shared yet want to share their thoughts?
So just math-wise, if we funded this fully, we could not fund the Urbana Neighborhood Connection at all?
Correct.
So there's that.
As it appears. But, you know how July is.
Yeah. The reason I'm asking for, trying to solicit as much discussion on this as possible is it is a major decision, and I know we might not have consensus on this, but before we take it to a vote, I want to make sure everyone is heard.
I'd rather we deny this one this time and hopefully hold out for a better neighborhood connection.
I would also say for the Urbana Neighborhood Connection, the increase is a huge increase from previous years. Previously, it was just about $25,500 in PY23. The increase was mainly can't remember what the main increase was. Obviously, it's staff, but there was a lot of staff increases. It was about 5.8 staff that we were funding, which is about half for they were requesting, which is about half of their program.
I know we have not considered this application yet because of the audit issue. However, my understanding is that part of the increase is because some volunteer positions have been made paid, mm-hmm. and that they have a person whose job it is to do grant reporting is one of the pieces. So that's, even though we haven't officially reviewed it, some of the changes that they've made have been very positive on that regard.
I mean, an Urbana Neighborhood Connection is evolving. It's still evolving and changing. And I think, I mean, based on what I know about them, there's that evolution is going in the right direction. I mean, they've had their hiccups. I mean, we did not fund them for 2 years now or something like that. And over that time, I mean, the original founder passed away. Her daughter has taken over. And it's just, they're still just really trying to get things together. And I appreciate what they do. And Wynn gets a lot of money from other places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's in a million. Yeah. So Wynn can probably take the hit.
I also just want to note, Opioid Settlement Task Force, we've got a lot of money. So,
I mean, I think we could defer on this application until we hear more potentially from Urbana Neighborhood Connections, but I am hearing a consensus that most individuals want to deny.
I think we're ready to vote.
Did you have something you want?
Emily, thank you for that reminder. Like, this would be fully within the priorities that have been identified by the task force over how many years of really focusing on what's needed. So
we have $400,000 just for this year. Next year, we'll have $97,000. Year after that, $97,000 for the next 15 years.
Okay. That is great to know. Well, with that, I will move to deny CCMHB funding for Wind Recovery Wind Resilience Resource Center. We have a motion and a second. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Who was the second on that?
Tony. Was.
Tony? Okay, thanks. Jean-Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Chris Miner.
Yes.
Tony Nichols.
Yes.
Joe Omoasagye.
Yes. That's Elaine yes Clancy. To deny. Okay.
Would it be helpful if I restate the motion and then we start the roll call over? Okay, all right. All right, please proceed with the roll call.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Emily Rodriguez.
Yes.
Jane Sprandel.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion to deny passes. So we have concluded our funding allocation discussion for the evening. Lynn, is there something you wanted to say?
Two things. I first wanted to maybe seek formal direction from the board to let the agency know about the opioid settlement task force funds.
I mean, I explicitly mentioned it to her in my comments. You know, she knows. But, I mean, sure, pass along our contact info. It's Jen's the chair, so.
And Chair Molly is aware that I had, you know, some distressed emails from the agency director, and this would be a nice way for me to respond to her, don't you think?
Send them our way.
Do we need a formal vote on that, or yes. No?
I just, like, don't want to do stuff like that and blindside the county board, right?
We're very used to being blindsided, so.
Think that we have, you know, thumbs up if we want to provide this info to them that has been provided before. But in a formal email would be nice. And then did you have another question?
You had earlier mentioned the two tier sheets at the end here, and I appreciated you bringing those up just to let you know I will fill those in with your final decisions, and then I'll look at them. And I don't know if you'll ever see them again, but to me, those are very helpful. So thank you for spending all that money.
Yay. Well, we are done with that part for now, so we can give ourselves a round of applause, or at least I'm going to give you a round of applause. And now we will move to old business, which will go quickly. So the first item of old business is community behavioral health needs assessment activities. These are provided on pages 72 through 122 of the packet. We are done with the addendum. Included for information only is the April presentation of assessed health priorities for Champaign County residents. From the full set, four were chosen, with the first priority highest score being behavioral health, the second violence, the third healthy behaviors, and the fourth access to health care. So Lynn, would you be sharing anything else that you need to share about this?
Just this is where I was feeling very wistful and happy to be alive after whatever salmonella I've had the last week. Just that, like, okay, now we get to develop another strategic plan in the fall, and we get to develop new priorities. And this time, we've been partnering with a number of other organizations who have similar obligations to develop a community needs assessment around health needs for a few years, but we have never fully used their needs assessment as our needs assessment because it's always missing stuff about very vulnerable populations. And there are some, you know, unfortunate institutional reasons for that. them not being included. So we're here to fill those gaps in. But I was so encouraged by this meeting. We don't have to go through this. I just wanted you to have this information. I was very encouraged that the community selects those four priorities. Those all could be easily woven into your work. And so as a result of that, you know, feeling of like actually being connected this time, Chandra Somerville and I have committed to attending the first few of each work group's meetings as they set goals for each work group, goals which will endure for the next 3 years for the whole community. And so we're contributing to those, but we'll also be aware of what they're doing and might be able to weave that into your work directly. I'm just very excited because it's nice to be able to use that stuff. We're always involved in those conversations, but they seem somewhat outside of what you all have to do. But I think this time it will be different, and I just wanted to celebrate that by sharing the document. It's also very pretty.
Thank you very much, Lynn. Any discussion on this? I did want to comment that, you know, two of our priorities are healing from interpersonal violence, which is matches the second one chosen, and closing the gaps in access and care matches the fourth one. And I think we could make the argument that, you know, several of the other ones might map onto the other two. Maybe healthy behaviors, that could, you know, I wonder if that maps onto prevention, if that might be something to consider in the future.
I actually think that's where you all might have something really important to offer them. The healthy behaviors tend to be like sort of, you know, the headline makers and not always connected to good science. So.
Very, very good point. Any other thoughts on this? All right, seeing none, we'll move to the next item, which is Disability Resource Expo update. Lynn or Jane?
I've kind of taken over. Just kidding. So today we actually had a Zoom meeting discussing marketing and things like that. So I encourage you, if you guys know of any ways we can advertise the upcoming expo on October 18th, preferably free. I'm a big advocate of let's spend less money and do more. I think word of mouth is a big thing. I keep pointing out we belong to Rotary clubs, we belong to women's groups, we belong to networking groups. We need to spread the word that way. So myself and Barb Bresner, which has been a long-term person on the expo, are doing marketing and sponsors. So if you know of any businesses that might be a good sponsor or are really wanting to get their name out there as someone who sponsors our community, again, let me know. I can pass on information, whatnot. I'm also chairing the entertainment, and so I have made some suggestions. They have not been approved yet by our consultants, so I can't tell you if my brilliant ideas will be approved or not, but I'm hoping because they're free.
That is wonderful. And Jane, thank you very much for your years of dedication to the expo. We greatly appreciate it.
Is it possible we could have you in a dunk tank?
Or me, you might make me.
Maybe we could put you in it. I would just be worried getting in and out of it. You know, I've got a bad knee, got a bad hip, you know.
Dunk the mental health board and DDB board members. I might volunteer as tribute. Any other discussion on this? All right, seeing none, we will move to public participation / agency input. As always, we welcome input from the public. The same rules as earlier apply. There's nobody here in person to make public input, but if there's anybody online, please raise your hand or comment in the Zoom, and I may limit time to 5 minutes per person or 20 minutes total. Is there anybody who would like to speak with us? It does not appear so, so we will move on. Next is board-to-board reports. As always, board members can serve as liaisons to other agency boards or community boards. The list of some of these is on page 123, and if you want to participate, you can talk to Stephanie Howard Gallo if you want to sign up and go to a meeting. Are any board members who are attending board meetings wanting to comment? Any reports? All right, seeing none, we will move to county board input. Ms. Rodriguez, do we have an input?
Sure, just no more county board ever. So we're done, we're disbanding, getting rid of it. So just another county, they'll take over from here.
That would be very sad, but we are glad that the county board continues. So next we have Champaign County Developmental Disabilities Board input. Do we have any input, or did they even have to meet today?
No input.
Did they meet today? They never have to do the extra ones. Maybe sometimes they do. All right. Next, board announcements and input. Are there any board announcements or input?
I would like to congratulate all the agencies who gave us some very successful, whatever these were called, applications, and they continue to do great things in our community, and I appreciate that. And I very much appreciate everything Lynn and the staff has done to answer all of our questions at all hours of the day and night. And I'd like to thank each of you, because this has not been an easy series of applications. So lots of kudos. Now let's celebrate.
Thank you very much. I would also like to I will echo everything that Jane has just shared. I also want to make a special thank you to Stephanie Howard Gallo, for who potentially talked more than anyone this evening with all of the roll calls, and also thank Chandra Somerville for your wonderful intros of our applications, as well as Leon Bryson, who is not here, and your expertise as well on everything from CLC to Robert's Rules, this community, etc. So shout out to every staff member for the great work that you all have done this year. Any other board announcements or input? All right, with that, we can adjourn. I will state our next meeting, which will be Wednesday, July 23rd, 5:45 p.m. in the Bennett Center. Is the room name known, or is that TBD? It's also called the Shields Carter Room in the Bennett Center. So we will see you then. Have a great month off, and have a good night.
Recording stopped.